All right, Nick Way, 2002 top privateer at Supercross. Work with Adam Cincirillo and Joe Shimoda and Cameron McAdoo, amongst others, maybe some more that I don't know about. First of all, congrats on the AC podium. We're waiting to talk to him. That's awesome. I'm stoked for him. That's good. Good job.
Yeah, it's been a tough road. Obviously, a bunch of ups and downs with some lingering injuries and things he's working through to even be strong enough to ride, in which is responsibly. Yeah, just him sticking with it and doing the best he can. It's cool to reach a goal like this for him. It's obviously, it's been a long road.
Joe Shimoda back riding well. I think he's an upset pick for next week's showdown, a winner. Like, he was really good in Nashville, getting better, and then of course outdoors we saw what he did last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's for sure. Not a for sure thing for him to be in contention for a race winner. It's really hard for him. He obviously has to have a lot of focus, and the team's helped him a bunch to get him to this level also. But yeah, there's been a lot of focus worked to try to improve in areas where he's not like really strong. But yeah, he's a very smart rider, so the more technical the track, the better he does, basically just based on him, you know, being calm with his emotions and thinking logically, to be honest with you. So
did he get caught up a little bit in things that happened to him on the track and like kind of forgets what he's doing a little bit?
No, not at all. The opposite of that. He's very responsible on the track. But so whenever the track is a little flatter, or, you know, say in particular why he was super pumped about the heat race win in New Jersey, because he's never had won one, because when the track is flatter and less technical, he doesn't have a whole bunch of send. So generally his strength is, you know, the longer races are where he can be a little bit more methodical with the way he goes about his riding, whether it's like, you know, more technical, like at Nashville, et cetera. So next week's race typically going to be pretty flat and hard pack. So, I mean, he needs to be more sendy. Yeah, he rides well on that, but it's not necessarily his strongest.
He seems to be a little more, I don't know him really, but he seems to be in interviews, things like, he seems to be more comfortable in his skin. Year five or six of him in as a pro, he seems to be English better, a little more personality.
Yeah, I mean, the personality part is definitely not lacking there. He's always fun loving, always talking a lot of smack in a playful way.
Okay.
So yeah, I think everyone around him, our group, Myrtle does a good job with his, you know, pushing him to be a strong brand. But, yeah, I think he was just very self-conscious in the past about saying too much because he was just unsure of himself. And then, I guess, I don't know, like maybe last summer when I started helping him, he definitely has improved a lot and gotten a lot more sure of himself. But to be honest with you, he spends a lot of time with my little dudes, and they're always kind of giving him a hard time about not speaking in his vlogs that he has had and things like that, about why wouldn't you do that? Because the way they see him is like he just speaks fluent English, so I don't know what he's concerned about.
Yeah, interesting, right? It's you and I are not, you know, in a strange country and strange language and all that, so it's kind of hard to grasp it. But, yeah, he seems fine. He seems, like, very personable and funnier than he ever been. So,
yeah.
Get him talking.
Yep.
All right. Cool, man. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Good job tonight.
Thanks.